go ahead and leave a comment about how you deal with your children leaving home while I recover.
Honey, I raised the kids.
Our kids leaving the nest is never easy. So in order to cope, Jason and Rachel have decided to share the journey of their kids, Caleb and Ariel, or Bees as most know her. Follow the story in this podcast.
Honey, I raised the kids.
All right, episode one of Honey, I Raised the Kids. Hello. My name's Jason Bailey, and this is my beautiful wife, Rachel.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
So for those that know us, you're going to have to sit through us kind of giving the backstory for why we started this podcast for those that don't know us.
It's the fun story.
Yeah, it's the fun story. But let me be very, very clear. The reason why we are starting this podcast is for therapy, more for Rachel than for me.
I'm a disaster.
But definitely for me, because if anybody has gone through, well, you're going to hear a dog's bark. I mean, this is like, you're going to get the full effect of our life.
Yeah.
Five dogs in the background barking.
It's fella training.
Two children. One has already left the nest and one is about to leave the nest. So this is our therapy. And in the middle of everything that we're going through now, which that more on the BS podcast, but with the job change and move and all these different things, it's kind of a disaster. So we have two children. We have Caleb, who is getting ready to turn 23.
Yep.
23.
April 4th.
And we have Arielle, who we call Bees, and you'll hear us reference her as Bees. And she is 18 years old.
She'll be 19 in a month and a half.
Yeah, she's going to be 19 soon. I'm a stepfather, but I've been in their lives, most of their lives. Rach and I met, and Bees was 5, and yep. Caleb was 9.
Yep.
And so...
They're babies.
They're babies, you know, so I've been there all along, and they're my kids, and I love them dearly, and this is, it's one of those things where there is that snoring, by the way, is one of the dogs. I think it's Henry. So it's real, like as far as the idea that it's easier for the boy to leave the house versus the girl.
Oh, that's so real, because he said, I know what I'm doing. Cool, buddy, go do it.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get closer to that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so... Caleb, it's just different for a boy.
Yeah.
It's just a lot different for
a boy.
Completely
different.
Arielle, the rule was that I had to be a 4-hour car ride.
Yes.
Wherever she's at in life. College, when she gets married, whatever the case may be.
Four hours.
4-hour car ride.
Yeah.
Because she needs me.
She needs me.
She needs us.
Yeah.
She needs us.
I need peace.
Yeah. So Rach and I met... many, many years ago. 12, 13, 11?
12 years ago.
Yeah.
13 years ago.
Give or take.
Oh, something like that.
Yeah. And I was doing radio in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
At Real Radio 104.1.
Your story is very different than mine, but yes, go. Please continue.
What are you talking about?
No, well, that part's right.
Okay. I was doing radio.
Yeah, right? You're still doing good.
Okay. And I go in the green room because I had food coming from a restaurant, the restaurant you were a GM at.
Yep.
And the PR dude who I knew.
Yep.
He brought in the two blonde waitresses.
We had three blonde girls.
I don't remember three.
They were half naked.
Yeah. They weren't wearing much.
Yeah.
There were two girls or three girls. And then you in the corner with mm-hmm. your gray business suit and your wet hair.
I was so mad.
You're miserable.
So mad.
Miserable. And anyway, so, you know, I was going out to do this event at the restaurant and I saw you and I fell in love with you. And that's really it. I mean, that's the story. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Other than we slept together on the first night.
I mean, yeah, sometimes I'm a floozy.
Yeah. What am I missing from the story?
Well, no, you said that you loved me from right in the beginning.
Well, I didn't tell you I loved you that day when you were in the room.
Yeah, you were like, no. That bitch hates me. Yeah, right. I love her.
Well, in my head, I was saying that. Yeah. Yes, I was saying that. But then we started dating. You know, I had a rule that I wasn't going to date anyone with kids.
Right, because you're a big daddy bang bang.
Right, because, yeah, I was...
Yeah, you're partying.
Yeah, I was enjoying my single. I mean, I had it made, you know? And even
had it real made.
Yeah, even the girl that I dated briefly before you, she had a kid. And it freaked me out. I never met her kid. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to screw this up. And so when I met the kids, you know, I fell in love with Caleb and Ariel. And we started our life together. And, you know, my career took us to Atlanta. And and then that's where we kind of started our family and raised the kids. We raised
our family in Atlanta. Yep.
Yeah, we raised Caleb and Bees in Atlanta. And we finally had the house that, you know, we just sold to move out here to California.
It's a good house.
It's a great house. You know, and that has all the memories still locked inside.
It does. All the cheerleaders.
Yeah, you know, Bees had a bunch of friends. Caleb, you know, had a few friends.
He did. He was not the socialite like Ariel.
No. Ariel had her girlfriends and her friends. We were the house.
Yeah.
We were the party house.
All the girls all the time.
And I was, you know, we kind of raised her friends for the most part.
Yeah. They think of us as parents.
And so that's kind of, for those that are listening, you know, that's the basis of everything. And I know there's, you know, I was researching, like when we were trying to figure out what we're going to call this podcast and whatnot, and I was researching, and I know there's other podcasts out there about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they are doing the same thing and using it as therapy, because
probably,
again, going back to Caleb leaving, that was one thing. But when Bees leaves for good, and that's coming up in August, and that's kind of coinciding with the launch of this podcast. I mean,
it makes my heart hurt.
You know, it's the end of March right now. We're starting this on, you know, the end of March. And just in a couple months, she will be leaving and going to the University of Alabama.
Roll Tide. Yep.
And it was funny because, you know, a couple years ago, well, for years, you know, all she wanted to do was hair and makeup.
Yeah, she was going to be a famous makeup artist.
Right, that's what she wanted to do.
She's very good at it.
Right, 9 years old, that's all she wanted to do.
She's done that since two.
So
she's never changed.
So part of that was her wanting to go to this school in L.A.
Yep.
And so years ago, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make a change. I need to make a change. So we almost made it out to L.A. That didn't work.
Mm-mm.
And so then the opportunity to come out to California came about.
After graduation,
mm-hmm. everything was contingent on her graduating. Mm-hmm. And so it was like worked out perfectly. And I'm like, okay, we'll get out to California. Again, 4 hours away. She can go to L.A. She can do her school and all this other stuff. Yeah. And as soon as we get out here, she's like, nope, I'm going back east.
Something about that Southern hospitality and that SEC life.
Yep. She was like, I gotta go back east, and I got to get back to my friends, and I get back to that lifestyle. And and so
it's nothing like it.
Yeah. She wanted to be a part of the SEC football and all that. And you know what? And I don't blame her. I really don't. And, you know, it takes for you to kind of experience this in order to realize what you're missing.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what happened with her. You know, Caleb's still in Florida and he's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just went over.
You just took your mom out to breakfast yesterday for her birthday.
Yeah. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet.
It's good.
But he's got a job. He's got responsibilities. He's got a girlfriend.
He pays his rent.
Bought himself his own car.
He pays his car payment and his car insurance.
Yeah. So he's doing really well.
Crushing.
So it's the idea of when Ariel is out of the house, we will be kidless.
Yeah, real young and kidless.
And I think it's important for y'all to understand is that we're the type of family that likes to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, even our, and I know some of you might not believe this, but our daughter likes to hang out with us.
She does.
We're like,
and all of her friends.
And her friends.
They all come over for family dinners.
Right. I mean, the dogs that you hear snoring in the background. I mean, I guess we're the cool parents.
Yeah. It's going to make it really hard for me to just be, I mean, I love you, but
it's going to be tough.
Just you and me.
It's going to be tough. So I kind of wanted to take this episode and just kind of lay the groundwork so everybody knows where we're coming from. You know,
everybody knows that I'm going to be a shit show.
Yeah. with Caleb, you know, we had our ups and downs, and for those that guys, I mean, really loud snoring. Come on, So Caleb, and many of you know this, if you listen to the radio show in Atlanta, I had tons of issues with Caleb. Caleb and I butted heads.
I mean,
for years,
yeah,
we butted heads. That's all gone away.
Yeah, you guys are besties now.
Yeah, now we're good.
We got two besties.
We talk wrestling and rock and roll and finances and growing up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then as...
He's like a real person.
But with Arielle, there was never any conflict in the house.
No.
She did zero wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She was never in trouble.
Nope.
She...
I don't think I've ever grounded her.
Never been grounded.
Never.
Never been. I mean, we, you know, smack her on the wrist occasionally, like, hey, you can't do that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
She never lied to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know right now somebody's rolling their eyes and going, oh, you guys are just, she lied to you. No, I promise you.
Those girls tell me everything. More things than I want to know.
Yeah. Caleb, yes.
That's okay.
But with Arielle, not the case. So that's what we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with, in our eyes, our perfect child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and another thing that's important for y'all to understand is Rach and I enjoy being around each other. Like we, you know, we, and that's another thing that some people in our lives think is weird. You know, they think that it's forced or it's fake or something.
No, I just like you.
Yeah. We like to hang out together.
Yeah. I like you.
So that is going to make things, I think, better.
It does. Because you understand my crazy. It's okay.
But we won't be alone through this process.
Right.
You know, we'll be able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We won't have to mask, you know, whatever way we feel, mm-hmm, not having kids. And as, you know, kids get, guys.
Henry, you're too much.
Jesus. As kids get older, as many of you know, you get used to the distance. Right, you
know. I don't know if I will
put him on your lap or something. You get used to the distance. As far as you know, they get a job, they get a boyfriend, they get a girlfriend, whatever the case may be, and you get used to that separation. And it starts to get easier, but now you're cutting the separation when they're going off to school,
mm-hmm,
is a totally different separation. It's not, hey, I'm going out with my friend. And I'll be back. I'm staying over her house. I'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
This is,
I'm going away to college.
I'm moving to another state.
Yeah.
And I'll see you Thanksgiving. And then, you know, your senior year, and this is what I told, Bees. I said, you will always come home for the holidays.
Yes. Always.
Because what happens is that senior year, it's like, well, I'm going over to my boyfriend's. I'm going to meet his parents.
Murder.
Yeah,
nope.
Not happening.
Not going to happen.
Not happening. Not happening at all.
No. Everybody comes to my house. You better invite his parents too. I don't care.
Yeah, the parents will have to come to the parents will have to come to our house. That's how it's gonna be.
Y'all better get used to me and like me real quick.
Yeah. So this is gonna be tough. We wanna talk about like the journey and the different things that are taking place. And I also think this will be kind of neat for anybody that's listening to this podcast. If they have the same issues, like you can totally come on if you want.
Yeah.
Or just ask questions. And this will all funnel through the BS podcast, the Bailey Show podcast, obviously in the feed you're on. But yeah, so that's what we're going to do moving forward. And you know, what's funny is that like as the kids got older, and this is just any of us. I mean, think about this. You know, you start to laugh at things that were the end of the world when they were younger.
right?
I mean, with...
Like, Caleb in the bathroom with Arielle.
Yeah. Well, like Caleb, for example, you know, I remember the day that he got caught shaved his body for the first time.
Yeah.
He wanted to manscape.
Yep.
And he didn't ask me. He didn't ask anybody.
No, he just did it.
It reminded me of an old Ren and Stimpy episode with a shaving yak and all the stuff was still in the sink. And there was literally hair everywhere in the bathroom.
So we heard this blood curdling scream,
yeah,
coming from upstairs. So in the house in Georgia, they both shared a bathroom upstairs in that top up level of the house. And Bees went into the bathroom and you just like somebody died.
Yeah.
And Jason comes up from his studio down in the basement, and I come running. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong? What happened? I thought somebody was hurt. And she comes out, and she is in tears because she's just appalled that Caleb has literally exploded all over the bathroom.
Hair explosion.
Everywhere. Yeah. Hair explosion. All over the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she just was like, it was the most disgusting thing she's ever seen in her life. And then Caleb was very mad because that is like content for days.
Oh, I know. He was very
He was like, you can't talk about that. Yes, sir. You know what happens? If you're dumb enough to do it and not clean up after yourself, you asked for it.
And we never had like those stories with bees. You know, no. I mean, Caleb, we had that. We had the cops knocking on the door in the middle of the night because
of the girl he snuck into the house.
Because the girl that he had over at the house. And that was nuts.
What kind of balls do you have to sneak a girl into our into your house,
right? With security,
with cameras,
cameras and guns. Yeah,
yeah,
that was kind of silly.
Some serious balls.
Obviously, didn't work out well. And then you know the thing at the high school where he was just having sex with the girl because he was dared.
Oh God, that was so embarrassing.
And there were pictures, and then we had to take him out of school. I mean, all these different stories. With
you know, the principal still was like, "Thank God!" After Ariel, he was like, "Thank God, this mother is gone out of my school.
No more kids.
No more. He was like, do you have any more? No. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
We were very involved in our children's lives.
Yeah.
Very involved. I mean, so much so that we got the cheerleading coach fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were very aggressive. Mm-hmm. Very aggressive parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were fair.
Yeah.
But we were just very aggressive parents.
We were
totally fair.
I don't think we were out of line at all.
But it's fun to, you know, be able to talk about that kind of stuff with Caleb now and, you know, be able to have that relationship because he's old enough. And it's funny. You look back.
Funny when you talk about it.
With bees, we never had any of those crazy stories. And, you know, there was nothing like that because
she was just fun and good.
She was fun. She was good. You know, her friends, for the most part, were all good.
Yeah.
And there was no crazy boys in her life. We never had to really worry or deal with that. And so
you had one that you had to give a little talking to.
Yeah.
Because he like real liked her. And
remember the crazy kid with the letter.
Yeah. I remember
that I chased out of the ice cream store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. So there are some little minor things.
We came home to the house one time and there was a handwritten letter on loose leaf paper. And it had a bunch of holes poked into it like it was angry.
And tied around a rock
in like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the shit is this? And so we later find out it's from this boy that's obsessed with bees.
Yeah.
And she's friendly with everybody. I mean, there was nothing like that going on.
She didn't date him, but he really wanted to date her.
So we went to the school. There's nothing that they could do. So we go into, just out of chance, randomness, we go in to get some ice cream one night. Mm-hmm. And
we had all the girls with us.
And this boy's in there and he like runs out. And so I ran out after him. I said, let's have a conversation.
How scary is that?
And I go, look, you're a good kid. You're a nice kid. I understand it.
He was a nice kid.
There's emotions you don't understand, but there's a line you don't cross. That's where you get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do shit like this, that's crazy. Yeah. So there's repercussions of crazy. So we either stop it and we're good to go, or you continue to do it. And, you know, I know you like to play sports. You're going to pretty much have to stop doing that because you're not going to be able to walk.
Right.
And
I mean, which hand do you need?
Right.
I think that's what you asked the new one.
That's the new boyfriend in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, he's studying to be a neurosurgeon. Neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
She posted some bikini pictures, bathing suit pictures.
She was living her best life on spring break.
She was kissing this fluffy haired kid. And I'm sure he's nice. And that's great.
He's a nice kid.
But I said to her, I text her, I go, what hand is fluffy haired guy? And she says, what do you mean? I said, what hand is he? Is he right-handed, left-handed? She goes, oh, ha-ha, he's right-handed. Why? I said, well, I just want to know what hand to break so he can still perform surgery.
It can still work.
I said, you keep posting pictures like that, he's going to have some issues. So just to let you know. She's like,
Martyr.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yep. Anyway, so that's that's kind of where we're at now. We've got a couple months to ramp up until Ariel goes off to school.
Yep. And a couple months to prepare for my meltdown.
Yeah. So we're going to have to figure this out. But you guys listening are along for the ride. You know, we wanted to just, for some of you, that was a recap of some of the stories. And you're going, oh, I remember when Bailey talked about that. Mm-hmm. Some of you that are new to this, you're going, okay, that's their life. We have a great family. We have a really good life. Mm-hmm. We love each other and we love, everybody loves each other, right? We got five dogs. We've got two kids. We've got, you know, I've reconnected with my mother after being estranged for 17 years. Rach has got her parents in Orlando.
Grandma and Poppy.
Grandma and Poppy. Mm-hmm. And so life is good, but this next stage in our life, one, I have a problem personally with things that make me feel old.
Yeah.
And this,
but we're not that old.
It doesn't matter.
Because, I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I'm going to be 40 in May, and we have, and we're empty nesters at 40.
Yeah, I'm going to be 49 in June.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, like, most people are not at this place right now.
No, I understand
doing
that.
Doing it really early.
But the point is it makes you feel old.
Yeah.
It makes you feel...
I'm not in for that.
No, it's like, what's next in life?
Yeah.
So we got to figure that out. So not only...
I don't know what I like to do. I've been a mom since I was 16.
Yeah, you're going to get a hobby.
What? Like what?
I don't know. Get outside.
I don't know.
Find something.
Like when
crochet.
I was a mom at 16. So, I mean, I was playing field hockey in high school. Yeah, I used to like that, but I don't think I can do that anymore.
I don't think you can either. Plus, no. You're.
I don't think I can do that.
You're not going to be able to do field hockey. You got to pick up something, crochet, bingo. I don't know.
Bingo sounds fun.
No, bingo you could do.
Bingo!
We'll find a nice church and go to the bingo.
Oh, yay! But not in California. There are zero churches here.
Yeah, you have to
freaking worship the devil in California.
Find some lady friends.
I need some bingo. Lady friends, yes.
Go play bingo with your lady friends,
yes.
Your old lady friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a game changer, you know, because, you know, like, especially on the weekends. Like, hey, Bees, you want to go get some food? You know, I mean, obviously, we can go and do it. Hey, Bees, you want to go to the movies with us? And it's going to drive me insane knowing that she's at parties. Look, I went to college.
Yeah.
I know,
were a bad kid.
I was a bad kid.
We lucked out and did not have bad teenagers.
Yes, I was a very bad kid.
And you were crazy in college, too.
I was.
So.
I had a lot of fun in college.
Yeah. Well, we want Bees to have a nice college experience. She's going to rush also.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to be in sorority.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And you also have to go this summer on Parents Weekend to a party with her.
Frank the Tank.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Come on, everybody. We're going streaking down the quad. Come on, everybody. I'm going to be Frank the Tank at that party. I'm going to drink a lot.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to vomit on our daughter. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I don't think she'll like that.
I want to take it back. I want to take it back to 1995.
You do know that all of the girls are going to come to Alabama for that.
For
Tati,
that party.
Kinsey, everybody's coming just because they want to witness that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've seen me drunk before.
They have, but this time they get to partake.
Oh, that's right. They'll be able to drink.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're still 18, 19.
It doesn't matter. Well, you are going to a college party. They are all drinking.
Yeah, well, we got to wait for their 21 unless
that's
they got a good fake ID.
Works. Not how that works.
I understand that's not how it works, but we're responsible adults. We're not feeding underage.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to them.
Kids alcohol.
I'm not sure where they get it from.
Actually, that'll be the reason for them to not drink, or at least Ariel.
Okay.
I will not allow her to have a drink.
Yeah.
You know, that's not happening until she's 21.
So you're going to go to the sorority party with your daughter and be Frank the Tank and then be like, no, ma'am, you're not old enough to drink yet. Sorry.
No, she's going to have to be my DD and she's going to be my sponsor. And,
all right.
And it's going to get weird because I'm probably going to hook up with one of the sorority sisters.
What?
That's what Frank the Tank did.
Wait, you're not allowed to do that.
I know I'm not allowed.
No, he didn't hook up with any of the sorority
girls.
No,
this Frank the Tank.
Oh, that Frank. Oh,
yeah, back
okay.
in the day.
Oh, Big Daddy Bang Bang.
Big Daddy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay.
If I got to show him how it's done.
Yeah.
I got a Big Daddy Bang. Maybe two. Maybe three.
I don't know.
I might just run through the whole sorority.
Might be five.
Yeah.
10, 15.
Me a slap
max.
A beta. Yeah. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Mia slap a beta. Yeah, sloppy, sloppy beta.
Probably not a good idea.
I'm going to tell some dad
jokes.
That's
like illegal. Yeah, I know. And they're all going to love it.
They're going to be like, oh, so who brought this old man? Who brought this old man? Funny. So anyway, so that's where we're at. And that's the journey that we're going to go on. And we hope that you come along with us. We just wanted to do the first episode and explain to everybody where we're at and what the situation is. And as you know, we'll release an episode a week. So, you know, the next stuff that we're going to talk about, you know, next week is Bees's job and the boyfriend and the things and the sorority and the Caleb and the communication and every little thing that comes up. I think it's very important that we have the conversation about the boyfriend on the next episode.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yes. And he might even have to join us for an episode.
Maybe.
You know, because look, if I'm shipping my daughter to another state to go to a school
to see a fluffy-haired boy
and fluffy-haired guys there.
Yeah.
Then he might think he's cool because I'm not there, but I'm everywhere.
You are everywhere.
And he needs to understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, Big Daddy Bang Bang has got the long arm of the law.
That is not, I wasn't really sure where you were going with that.
Yeah, long arms.
Yep, okay. Law. Yep.
Bang, bang.
Yep.
Batty, batty, bang, bang.
Buck wagon cover.
Buck wagon
coming
cover.
In.
All right. If you want to reach out to us, just do it through the at Listen to the BS social, the same for the BS podcast. If you enjoy this one and you want to listen to the other one, that
probably should.
So please sub up and you can get all those details on thebaileyshow.com, including all the socials. And we'll post these up on YouTube as well on the Bailey Show YouTube channel. So, Henry, do you have anything before we go? I'm glad you're not barking anymore.
He was snoring so loud. He just has a buggy nose.
All as I ask for those that are listening, just wish us luck. Cross your fingers and wish us luck. And any advice that you have, please pass it on.
I need to learn what I like to do. I need a hobby.
I really think that's small. I mean, I know we're kind of joking around stuff, but I really think you do need a hobby. Because I've got poker.
I know.
I've got tennis.
I take care of the dogs and clean the house. But that's kind of dumb. Look at him. Look at him right there in my lap.
Yeah, I wasn't questioning the dog. I was questioning about the house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it?
Mm-hmm.
That was a surprise. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Magic. Yeah. Like magic.
You should find other hobbies. I agree.
Well, fine. Yeah. I don't want to clean the house anyway.
Yeah, we should probably visit some of those things on the next couple episodes of what hobbies you might be good at.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm good at.
I know. Such a whole new life world ahead of you.
New life.
Again, Rage got knocked up at a young age.
Why are you gonna say it like that?
Well, you were an MTV show.
Yeah, 16 and pregnant. I sure was.
Yeah. So you got knocked up me.
No.
You know, so and for those that don't know, Ariel's father, he was killed in combat. He served in the military.
Yep, my first husband was killed at 22 years old.
Right. So he only knew Ariel as a baby.
Mm-hmm. Year and a half old.
Yeah. And all Bees knows is the pictures and the stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, she keeps him very near and dear. And that's always been a part of our life.
She looks just like him.
Yeah. And as me as a stepfather, you know, never wanted to trample on any of those feelings or any of those stories and whatnot.
I think you've done an incredible job of stepping up for children that have lost a parent, which is, I mean, not easy to take on in the first place, but to, because it's not a replace, it's a in addition to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, she has her father, but she also has a dad who raised her and, you know, she's lucky enough to have both of those things.
Right.
So she's very well adjusted to how she can feel. And she knows that she can go to you and cry about anything that she needs to cry about, including her father.
Right.
You know? So you've done a really good job of, Henry, get down. You've done a really good job of stepping up to that plate and taking on a family that has crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're dealing with. Again, hope, pray for us. Please, cross your fingers. Do anything you can.
I don't know.
Any advice, leave it in the social.
What do I need to do?
What does she need to do? What are we about to expect? All these different things, all right? It's the Honey, I Raise the Kids podcast, and this was episode one. So thanks for listening, and make sure that you are subscribed to the BS channel, whether for the subscription episodes or just subscribed in Spotify or Apple, so you get notifications of when the next episode comes out.
And newsletters.
And newsletters, yeah. Again, all on thebaileyshow.com. I'm going to have to probably make some new merchandise with this podcast stuff up there.
Yeah. What do I like to do?
Yeah, what do I like to do? All right. Thanks for listening, and until next time, bye!
I realize not everyone feels this way, and if you are okay with this stage of your life, honestly, more power to you.
Thanks for listening. Get more information and episodes on thebaileyshow.com.
Honey, I raised the kids.